Real talk, guys. Have you ever seen a ghost or a UFO? Did you ever sense something bad is about to happen or maybe something good? And what you imagined in that moment really happened? Do you believe in Bigfoot or Nessie, the monster of Loch Ness? Do you truly believe there is more in this world than what you can touch with your hands or see with your own eyes? Then this little podcast might be the right one for you. I'm no scientist, nor a doctor. No. I'm just curious. Hi. My name is Daniel, and welcome to my little podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you to all you awesome people out there that take the time to listen to my little podcasts and stories. I got a lot of nice feedback from people who had similar experiences. One guy told me his story when he drove home one night with a friend. They were on their way back home from an event. When they reached a street that leads through a wide wood, they drove slowly because it was raining and the road was covered with slippery leaves. As they were halfway through, the guy saw a person standing on the side of the street, a few meters away. As they got closer, the person appeared to be an older woman who wore a white long dress. When they passed her, the lady just looked at the guys with a sad impression on her face. Scared by that strange incident, the guys hit the gas and took off. But after a few minutes, they changed their mind and turned around to see if the lady was still there. They discussed if eventually the lady could be in trouble and was looking for a ride. So they drove the same way back and spotted the strange person again. But she hasn't moved since they first drove by. She was still standing there and faced the direction the guys came now. When they got closer, the impression on her face appeared to be even more sad. And this time, she raised her arms, as if she tried to hold on to something, and stepped on the street. Spooked out again by this, the guys finally had enough and took off again, for good. This wasn't a way for help, the man said. It was very strange and creepy. A person in need for a ride or help would have waved and acted differently. What we saw was definitely not a normal human being. And the fact that the place where the lady stood was very far away from the next town made it even more creepy. But on their way home, they felt bad that they left back a possible person in need, so they called the police. The police informed them later that they couldn't find the lady even after they looked for almost an hour. What do you think about this story? Do you think this really happened? I heard stories about ladies in white that wait on the street for people to stop before. Do you think it's possible that this story is really true? If this lady was a ghost and not a real person, what does she want? And why is she waiting for someone to stop? Do you think it's a bad ghost or spirit or a good one? Let me know what you think. In another story about a similar happening, someone told me that he drove on an empty street after his shift at night. He was very tired and turned on his radio so the loud music would help him not to fall asleep. After a while, he wanted to change the CD in his radio and reached down to get one. He looked down for a second, and when he looked up again, his heart almost stopped. When he saw a woman standing in the middle of the road, he hit the brakes as hard as he could and the car came to a stop. He got out of his car to check on the woman and see if she's okay. He ran towards her. "Are you hurt?" he said. The woman just stood there with a friendly look on her face and replied, "Take me to the next town." He also asked the woman for her name, but all she said was, "Take me to the next town." And so he led her to his car and she got in on the back seat. As they were driving, the man tried to talk to her, but she only sat there with a friendly smirk on her face and never said a word. The man looked in the rear mirror now and then to watch her, because she freaked him out a little bit. And every time he did, the woman was directly staring at him. When they finally reached the town, the woman told him to stop right where the town started and got out without saying a word. Another strange thing was that as long as the woman sat in the car with him, the radio didn't work at all. He also said the lady had a white dress on that looked like it was from another century. Man, imagine being in a car with a strange person like that. Do you think stuff like that really happens? Let me know what you think. If you want to tell me your personal story, then contact me. You can write me a message on Facebook or Instagram. I put the link in the description. You can tell me everything you want. Tell me your ghost stories, your UFO encounter, or tell me if you've seen something else that you cannot explain. Do you want to talk about Bigfoot, voodoo, or something like that? Then feel free to contact me. I would love to hear your stories. Hear you next time. Stay curious.